Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
A little energy.
I know. We're jet lag's gone.
We're back into the normal rhythm. Hey, we got some merch. Check out that merch shelf below the video. Squirrel Burger. We've sold a bunch of those, Todd.
We have. That's awesome.
Like and subscribe. Leave us your questions, Todd. The next like 4 or 5 days here, all the questions came from the viewers. So these are really good questions. We've been digging through the comments, and Todd typically, if you get an answer in the morning, it's Todd. If you get an answer from me at like at midnight, it's me. Right. So you got to gauge that. But we've both been going through these, and some really cool questions popped up. The one that really stood out, a lot of them did, but this one I think we'll hit today. What is your elevator pitch for a Scrum Master? I think that's a really good question. How would you, very quickly, Todd, if you had to say, all right, why do we need one? How would you answer that?
Yeah, I would say that very short. This is an easy one. improve the way that you're delivering and the health of the people in it.
I like it. Yeah, I think that's a great way to look at it. Just improve the way you deliver, the health of the people. And I might, can I expand on that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because you probably have 20 seconds left in the pitch, right?
No, actually, that was my whole pitch.
That's the whole pitch.
Yeah. Is that good enough?
Oh, I think it's a great pitch. I've been asked to do this by executives multiple times. And I think the two things that Todd touched on are perfect, right? Delivery and then the health and happiness of the people. And if you can get both of those right, then you get a lot of increments. You get a lot of potential value. You get an opportunity to keep delivering and growing. I think that when people will say, well, how does a Scrum Master help that? Right. That might be a follow up to your elevator pitch. And I just think you got to hammer in on, look, I remove impediments. I keep the team working. I make sure that there's nothing blocking their way. They've got everything they need. They've got the support, the funding, the ability to deliver. And I'm watching it constantly. Right. So I'm protecting your investment. I'm helping you recognize revenue sooner. I'm making sure our product owner has everything they need to understand value. And it's all about delivery and team health, right? And I think those are the things you hammer on. You don't start talking about, well, I make sure every sprint goes. Don't start talking about Scrum, right?
Yeah.
Your elevator pitch should not be talking about Scrum.
And it should not be talking about the illusion that you're going to get people more productive.
Yeah. It's not twice the work in half the time. It's a good book with a terrible title.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I, you know, that... I think I once walked into a training class. I think I told you about this in person, and every person had that book in front of them. Mm-hmm. It's tough. They're, how do I get twice the work in half the time? Because I want to fire half my staff. You don't. That's not what a Scrum Master does. But what we can do is help create, help partner with management and leadership and the organization to build an environment where teams can be awesome. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really a big part of it.
I like it.
All right. What is your
pitch? Yeah, I'd see. Look, that, it must be an elevator pitch because we're done in 3 minutes and 15 seconds.
That's unheard of for us, right? So what, Todd, I think it'd be interesting to hear their everyone else's elevator pitches.
Yeah.
So comment, right? Leave us a comment. Ask us your questions. Like and subscribe. Never miss an episode because, hey, we're constantly posting new stuff. Check out the socials. We're pretty active in those places. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our 2 free courses. And there's even a merch button. I just ordered the Agile for Humans gray hoodie. I think I was trying to do humans and hoodie at the same time. And it's awesome. I can't wait to get it. I think, Todd, we shipped one out to you too, right?
Yep.
That thing's going to be awesome. Check out the merch. Check out the videos. Let us know what you need. Leave us some comments. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!